Tony 618 are joining us on the line from Australia. Vic Aladefi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Harry. Good to talk to you.
You just come back from what sounds like an amazing trip in Germany. You went for a week to look at Jewish life in the country. Tell us about it.
It was an amazing trip. So this was an initiative of the German Foreign Ministry, and they invite Jewish leaders from around the world to take part in a program which they call Jewish Life in Germany. And I need to say that one of your South African representatives was there, Karen Milner, who, if my memory is correct, her title is Vice Chair of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. So we had the representatives from South Africa, from Siberia, Novosibirsk, from Chile, from Buenos Aires, from LA, obviously from Australia, Canada, Mexico, Latvia, Moscow. So from 15 different centers. And it's a program run by the German Foreign Ministry. It's a PR program by the Foreign Ministry. But having said that, they are front with the issues and discussing the issues. And the most concerning issue right now, as we sit right now, 2019, is that there's a new political party which has burst onto the scene. 12 months ago, Howard, this party stood for election for the first time. It's called the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, the Alternative for Germany. It has neo-Nazi streams running through it. And what is that concerning? From a standing start, it has 92 seats in the Bundestag, the federal parliament. 92.
Wow.
As well as MPs in every one of the 16 state parliaments. And this is, as I say, from a standing start. 2 years ago, it did not exist in the parliament, and now it has all of those people. So its main policy platform is anti-Islam, specifically anti-Muslim immigration and related issues. And here's one. It's presenting itself in one way as a safe harbor for German Jews and trying to attract German Jews. And just a few days ago, it actually had a meeting to launch a Jewish group within it. The good news is that only 19 people turned up, and days later, 400 Jews had a counter demonstration to say they had nothing to do with this party, which is the policy of the peak body of the German Jewish community.
Absolutely frightening. How does it get so much popularity so quickly?
Yes, it is frightening. And so I think what this new party is planning on is, in 2015, as listeners will be aware, Angela Merkel made the very controversial decision to open the doors to 1 million Syrian refugees. And this has become an increasingly controversial decision post facto after the event. And this is what the AfD, this new party, is playing on, is pointing to. To the credit of the German government, it's you know, they are upfront with the issues, with discussing the issues. Every speaker we have speakers from the government, from the Jewish community, everyone in between, talks about the issues. The government has actually appointed someone, Dr. Felix Klein, created a new position, and his job is liaison with the Jewish community to the government and forming a strategy to combat anti-Semitism, growing anti-Semitism in today's Germany. So a lot of stuff to consider.
How is the Jewish community there?
Good question. You have to register to be a member of the Jewish community. I've got about 100,000 people. It's estimated another 100,000
there is a sermon taking happening in Israel. This is in the Neil Oz area. In the Gaza containment zone 232.
Oh yeah, we've got time.
Sorry, Vic, you were saying?
So 100,000 members of the community, All up, it's estimated anywhere between 200,000 and 250,000 Jews in Germany right now. It's the fastest growing Jewish community in the world, probably, certainly in Europe. And so 100,000 paid-up members, like those who belong to schools, etc., and another 100,000 to 150,000 who haven't joined a shul but are there. Also, interestingly, it's estimated that possibly as many as 30,000 Israelis are in Berlin right now. For all sorts of reasons, from startup stuff to somewhere to go. Also, interestingly, a significant number of British Jews are applying for German citizenship as we speak, and which they must take up in the event that Corbyn becomes the Prime Minister.
It's unbelievable, that this is becoming, that this is a thing, that you land up with, everybody coming back to Germany from the UK because of fears of anti-Semitism.
Very much so. And as some of the German leaders who spoke to said that, they've been looking at the rest of Europe, and they look at Le Pen in France and extremists here and everywhere, and they never thought it would come back to be an issue for them. And very, very frightening. Most definitely is.
Very scary indeed. That's where we leave it. Vic Aladev, Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. It is 6:24, about to go 6:25. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM.